Vishami Shvias Daf Lamed Tes. Continuing to explain the Mishnah, Moedim Bepua Shel Tzilos. Vishami says that he admitted to it, but Hillel, that they argued whether you need to have a pruta with a kli, with a vessel of eights, or you can even use metal. So he agrees, Vishami agrees with Hillel, that Lagabe Pua Shel Tzilos, you can even uproot it with a metal stick, a metal. And again, the idea is that the show that it's not no question that you're doing it for the sake of planting, that it looks like you're doing something on shvias, so you should use something different. So he says, but this you could even use a metal one. So what's the idea? What does it mean? Poya shel tzolos, putra means it's an area that's full of rocks. Tzolos is full of rocks. Pitra said to Marafulda, Malkom Kosha Kasel, it's a place full of stone, full of rock. And therefore, people don't plant over there. So Mela, it's such a rocky terrain, you could do even metal because no one's going to assume that you're doing anything there because you see that it's very visible that it's not anything that you can plant there. No one's going to plant over there. Mela, therefore, it doesn't look like you're working the ground, you're working the field, and that's what Bimutter. Tani Lewinda Bryce on this, Malkom Shinagul Acha, a place with a noig to plow. You can plow. Place where they're lanakesh, where they take the weeds out, you're not because you can do the weeds out. In other words, it depends whatever the proper minig is, whatever the people do in such a place, that the you could even plow there during shvius, says Marfulda, because Matzi shvius you could be plow. Why? It looks like you did something for shvius, prepared on shvius. Answer is no, because this way, everyone knows you're not using it to plant over there because it's such a rocky terrain that people don't do that. So Bryce says even on something at matzi shvius you could go in and plow it because it's not there. And those who don't place where they don't plow, but they pull out the weeds over there, that's the same idea. You could do that as well. And we're not because you're doing it to prepare the ground because it's not a place that you plow. Not a kind of field that you would grow things because it's all the rocky terrain that's there. It's not conducive for growing. When is a person allowed to go ahead and buy luf? When is the time after shvius that a person can go buy? So that's the Gemara Shai. The Gemara said that the halacha is when they began to, what would be the halacha of the Mishnah? The halacha of the Mishnah is that you can buy from anybody. You don't have to worry about a person did so on shvius. You can buy from anybody. So the Gemara wants to say, how far does it go? How much of a machmer? If Yudah says immediately, come say you have to wait till the luf is there, till the new crop is there. What's the machlekes tanoim? What's the base of machlekes? What's the tamar of Yudah? Gemara says, I hear Rav Yudah says you could go buy luf right away, the end of shvius. I mean, normally Rav Yudah is machmir, and he says you can't do it. In other places, he says you can't buy other vegetables. So why over here can you do this? It's a, the Marifold explains. But Yarek, in Perik Shishi, we said, they argued Rabbanon of what you're allowed to do or not. He said, it's not good Rabbanon. You have to wait. They agreed with them. You have to wait until things grow. And yet over here, he says you could go and you could buy right away. What's the difference over here by Luf? The Gemara says, Gozrel Luf. The Chamim will go around Luf because even though why, we're afraid that maybe you can uproot it. That we allowed Luf to go ahead. You can do it in a way, it's different with a metal thing or a Beshamis Hillel with a wooden thing because it's done in a different way. It's not the way it's done regularly. Therefore, we see you're not doing it to prepare the field. So, mainly, therefore, we sell. You're not doing it to sell it right away. Therefore, Allah says, you can go ahead and we allow you to do that. So therefore, look, goes all Yerek. Chum didn't agree on Yerek. They didn't make a decree on Yerek that you have to go do it in an unusual way. And therefore, we're afraid that maybe there'll be shvius. In other words, what's the nafkamina? Since Chachamim said, by luf, we allowed you to go ahead and go and uproot it in the ground because these are things that take a long time to grow, so it's not from shvius. But in order to avoid the thing that it looks like shvius, we said you should do it in an unusual way. Therefore, but in such a case, we don't have to worry about you can buy it right away because we're not worried about the halacha is that that it come from shvius because maybe it did come from shvius. You have to be more careful. But the Rabbanan didn't make it say you have to do something in a different way. The Rabbanan didn't do that, and therefore people were very careful not to be over shvius in such a way. they wouldn't be kubbe, because there were abundance, so you could do it any other way, any in a way that's mutter, in a way that shows anything different. You can't do it even in a way that's altered way, in a different way. It's aser. Therefore, people won't do it. And therefore, the halacha is, we have to assume that these vegetables be concerned, that therefore we have to make a gezeira on a period of time. Maybe that's from Shvius, because the Rabbanan didn't say you can't do it in that time. So therefore, the Gemara says, and that's what we make it off Gemara. In fact, the Gemara may add to a few Shvius Yimutter, and even so, during Shvius, it should be Mutter. If the Halakha you believe a loop, because we say you did it in an unusual way, and therefore we allowed you to do it, we're not afraid it came from there. We say it came from the sixth year, because things take a long time to grow. So why we say, let's even be Mutter in Shvius? Why only after Shvius do you allow? Even Shvius. Says the Gemara Fulda. Well, goes well, yeah, so yeah, that we said Yashir Shina and Yerik, they didn't say such a thing. You have to do such a Shina, because we know that we don't let you do that. Therefore, you have to wait a period of time, because it shouldn't be that you ate it from Shvius. But Luf, which you have to do in a different way, so we know, okay, before we allow you to do Mutter on Mutter Shvius. However, that if so, then even Shvius itself should be Mutter, says the Marfulda. Since we don't let you go a Kirk, we make you do it separately. Obviously, it came from the sixth year. Its father didn't come on Shvius, because you had to uproot it in a different way. So therefore, with Vada, it came from before. It came from the 6 years. So why, even in Shvius, you should be allowed to eat it? Why do you say only a month to Shvius? So the Gemara answers, but Tomer on Kayyamin. We're talking about Luf, we're talking about, in the sale, we're talking about that it was buried, together with Anun Tamin. We're talking about a case where it was buried with Luf itself, that was picked a long time ago. So Mela, therefore, since we say that Luf is, a person will go ahead and say that therefore, he's not going to go ahead and take it and do it in a different way, because he'll say it came from way before, it was buried from before, it comes from earlier. But since he's not going to go ahead and do that, we're afraid that maybe he'll go buy it from someone who actually did it on Shvius itself. He should go bring it from the Yisr Luf. And therefore, I bought it from the part that was buried before. Since the Halakha by Luf is, was saying the Halakha would be that what? That the concern is when Plain Moshe learns the Gemara, that since we're going to go ahead and say that it's mutter to allow you to do that, we say it's a kula, and Achrami, we're not afraid that it came from Shvius. So therefore, we go, you had to make a shina, you should do it a little bit differently. Well, we're afraid that maybe that things was hidden, and you'll go and you'll say that it was hidden before, it's from before Shvius. And therefore, it's not from Shvius. And you come along and say, I bought it from Tamar, was buried in the sixth year. You'll go ahead, says the Marfuldo, explain. You're going to go ahead and even buy it in Shvius by some unscrupulous person who's going to go ahead and do it on Shvius. However, you're going to say, oh no, it comes from the Talmud. It comes from the part that was buried from before. And there will be the Marahetta to allow you to go buy it. And we don't want you to do that. And therefore we say, we don't let you do it now. It's only been much in Shvius that you can't do it. We can't allow you to do it in Shvius, because we may say you come to take it on Shvius. And if they say you can't do it, wait before, Zakar Yudin says no, then you go ahead. Even then you have to wait. You don't have to wait at all. You can buy it right away. So my reader, what's that time, Rav Yehuda? Time we learn a brisa. I'm Rav Yehuda. Ma'aser sheyigomei in kavushin. There was an ma'aser that happened in ein kushin. Achon lulav b'nar parav tafra. They ate luf on b'motzei chag, right after Yom Tov, right after Shmita, right after the Yom Tov, the Chotev Sukkos. They ate the Shvius, which means they ate a person. It was bought from a person who was chashed l'gabi Shvius, but he allowed him to eat it right after Shvius, b'motzei chag. So b'motzei Shvius, he allowed him to eat it. On the year of Matzei Chag, right at the Shvius. So you see, Reb Tafin, who lived even before us, said, Luf, that was bought before, you could even eat right at the Shvius. So even that was allowed. So the question is, so I'm Rav Yosef, what about before? What's the Gzeira before the Gzeira? I'm Rav Yosef, this might have happened, not the way you remember it. Imcha Yisrael, you were with me, I was with you. It was Matzei Pesach, not Matzei Sukkos. No, but by that time already, there was a lot of luf in the ground. If we weren't afraid, you would allow you to eat it. And Echonami, Sukkos is the time right after Shvius, immediately after the year of Shvius, is too soon to go out to say there's a lot of other luf around. And therefore, we have to be choshesh maybe came from Shvius. Maybe some unscrupulous guy went ahead and had a tomun and said it was from before, and it immediately came from Shvius. But he said no, this was tomun. This was hidden in the ground from the sixth year. So therefore, we have to be machmir and say we don't let you eat it right away. You have to wait. However, here in this case over here, it was you see over there, Matzah Yom Tov, you allowed him right away, Matzah Shvius, how's he allowed to do it? So you make a mistake. That wasn't the case. Your memory is incorrect. Matzah Shvius on Sukkos, Matzah Shvius will never allow him to do that, because that's too close. That's afraid maybe it's from Shvius. The case that happened was Matzah Pesach. It was ready months afterwards. There's already a lot of luf in the ground, and there's already a lot of luf in the marketplace. So you weren't concerned that it came from there, and therefore we say that's why they're allowed. The heter was they're allowed to do that. Says the Mishnah, the halacha is we say now the real one because that you can't go and work the field in shvias. You want to make sure that lifnei losite mikshel, you don't even allow people to buy kalim. That people, someone who's kushed to work his field in shvias, you're going to give him the kalim to work this field. You're going to be over lifnei losite mikshel. You can't do that. So you're not to go ahead before shvias and give a person those type of kalim. Those type of kalim. Says Marfulda. These are the kalim that you're not allowed to sell to a person during shvias, during the shvias, because we're afraid he's going to use it. Machrisha kalklea, plow, and all kalim, all accessories, all the yoke for the animal to carry the wagon, mizra, and the winnowing fork that you're going to use to go ahead and winnow the tress to fresh the ground, the decor, and a hoe, which you use to plow the ground, to use to go. These things are all aser. These are things that are aser from Allah because they do a shvias. Therefore, you can't sell them because when flavors hit the mixture, we're afraid you may come to sell to a person. You're going to use them on shvias. Says the Marfulda. Someone you know is an emistic, a guy who's not going to be, is not kosher on shvias, you can give him these kalim, he's going to be using it to put away, so he's not going to have availability, because right after shvias, everyone's going to want these kalim. So he's taking them now to put away, to use afterwards. But so therefore, we're not concerned. But someone who's kosher, that he's going to work them on shvias, then we can't give him those kalim, because we'll say he did it, he's using it for his kosher, they can use it for shvias, and therefore these kalim, which are kalim that are used dafka for this type of avodah, would be considered asher for you to use. Because then this is, again, all a concern. If na'iva, you'd be over in Issa, he's going to make come to go to plow. And the question is, what type of malacha are we talking about over here? We're talking about malachas that are real malachas, that are things that are really asher. So it's not a question. What do we say you do? You can allow you go ahead to do the things we're going to talk about. A lot of things that because there are certain types of things you're allowed to do. You're allowed to use certain kalim on shvias. We're talking about things we can do very small. You're allowed to take things to your house for your family to eat. So therefore, you can only use kalim at a small kalim. Either Rambam says a very small amount. You're allowed to go and take a small amount, even with a regular kli. Or others say you could take even a large amount, but with a kli, an unusual, do with your yad, with an unusual type of kli that is not the normal way of doing it. Because that way, well, I'll tell you, halakha would be, in such a case, we don't have to worry about you doing it with shvias, because that's not for shvias. I'm going to give you a kli that you can use in a regular field to plow, but you're not plowing. You're only doing a small amount. Only it shows, only what you're taking into your house. The other Rishonim say that would be permitted for you to do. That would not be considered asur, because the halakha would be a contribution to the Rishonim. You're allowed to go in to use that. Avo. But small kalim, a hand sickle, or things you use, small amount of things, or a wagon, all these type of things, are mutter mishvias, because these things you want to do for yourself. These are things you're allowed to use for your own field. You're allowed to go take over for someone else's field from hefker. You're allowed to cut it down. And therefore, these things are not considered usur. And therefore, things you use a wagon for yourself, not for plowing. And therefore, these things are not considered usur. These kalim would be things you're allowed to use. We're not concerned about it. That you're going to use it for shvias. That's not a concern that you're going to use for shvias. Any kalim that a vada used for malacha for shvias, that's also, it's vada also. Use it where it's things that could be used for us at work, but it could also be used for work that's permitted, mutter. Because the idea of na'iva applies to someone, you have no choice, the guy has to use it. But here, you're not giving him to soon. I'm thinking he's going to use it for something that doesn't have a heter. He's taking a shovel, he's going to he dig out some dirt in his backyard. He's going to go take some cement and put some cement down. So it's not, if na'iva in such a case, that's not an issue. The question is, does it apply to someone who was chashad al shvias, or even someone who's not chashad al shvias? That is the question that we're going to see in the Rishonim, how far we go in this Isser to apply to someone Aflachot. The Pei Moshe says clearly, Aflachoshet to Malakal. Even to someone who's Koshet on Shvias, even that would make it if it's something that has a Malakal Heter for it. And we'll see later in the Gemara that there's a Machlokas in this. Mishnah continues. A person who makes Kalim, a potter, can make, sell up to five jugs for oil. The chamesh esrei and 15 things for wine. Shechein dakalavim and amefker. This is where a person goes. You go bring it home from hefker, from a field. You're collecting wine or oil from a field, but you let it go from an open field. You let it collect for yourself. And therefore, you let it go take. That's a small amount. That was an amount. You let it go take from a field because it'll be moved. Hefker will be mutter for someone to take in this field. However, That document, if you go a bit more than that, if a customer is going to go ahead and bring more than this amount, and he wants to go more, that look, you got to sell him. You're allowed to go give these things to go ahead, because we say he's allowed to do that. He's allowed to do it. We don't have to be chayshish that he's going to do that from a field that's also to take from. You know, you're allowed to go ahead and things that everyone takes from. Says the Maharal to explain. These kind of kalim, you're allowed to take because they're a small amount the person's going to use for himself. But what about a take a larger amount? If the person wants to bring more than this amount, and he's saying he's getting it from a normal place, from a place that's mutter, it's mutter to go ahead and give it to him. And we're not chayshish that he's taking it from a shviyas took a field. We don't have to be chayshish, says Maharal Fulda, that he's taking it from a field that is going to be a field. We could say even there he's taking some more from Efker to use, but he's not going to go take it and sell it and use it from a Yodah Shvia. So he's taking it from a field that's mutter, a Gaisha field, or someplace we'd be allowed to take it. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, a Jewish guy who's making a kalim, is allowed to sell these things to a guy in Eretz Yisrael, because the guy's mutter, there's no Yisrael Shvias on him. And if he's selling it to a Jew, Chutz La'aretz, it's mutter because there's no Yisrael Shvias Chutz La'aretz. And therefore, if the guy lives Chutz La'aretz and he's taking it for Chutz La'aretz, there's no Yisrael to be chayshish that he's going to take it and use it. We don't be afraid, maybe he's going to bring it into Eretz Yisrael. You're selling it to him in Bavel, you're selling it to him in America, and to think that he's going to go bring it into Eretz Yisrael, that you don't have to go ahead and be chayshish. That would be mutter. Mishnah continues, you can't sell a person a plow that's used for a cow that's used for plowing on shvias because you assume he's going to plow with it. Basil says mutter, because a cow could also be used for shechting. It also has a head to take a thing for it. A cow could be used to make steak, to use it for shechita. And therefore it has a head to take a purpose. And you could use it. Now, what's the maklub b'shamay silo? B'silo b'shamay says it's not the derech to be shoker parah. A cow that's strong enough to plow with, you don't use it. It's not the derech to use it for that. Therefore, you can't sell them for that. B'silo says no. Even if it's a small, only some people do it, but you could do it. You could be mekel and say that he bought it for shechita, even though because it could be used. Even though most probably people use it for most animals are used for plowing, most cows for plowing. But lemaisa, since it has a heter, it still is mekel. Said you can use it. You're allowed to go ahead and sell him produce, even during the time that you used the plant, that you're allowed to do. You're allowed to do that. What is it? Halacha. Even the time that it's using for plant, even that time, the tlina lachila, because you're saying you're buying it for not for plant, you're buying it for, you're not going to put these things into plant to sow them in the ground, the plant and trees, you're using it to eat, since it could be done for eating. So therefore, even Bishama, who says you can't sell a cow because you may come to use it, would agree over here for food, for a thing, a person's buying it to eat, that would be considered mutter to do, even though it could be used for planting, but we say, even Bishama would agree over here, you can do that. A person that lend him a measurement of a saw, a measure to, even though you know that he has a threshing floor, and he may go ahead and use it to go ahead and thresh in his thing, use it there to look like he's doing it for threshing. But the luck is, you're allowed to go do that because we're not kishesh that v'lachashin and shem amoy delakas le'etze. We're not afraid you're going to go measure, put in your etze. You can miss it totally because you're using it to be grinding, using it to bake bread, using it to grind. You're allowed to use it to grind and make flour out of it. So you can go bake bread with that much. You're allowed to do. You're allowed to lend him for that. We don't have to be afraid he's going to use it for anything more. You're allowed to go ahead and give him money, change money into money for him, into smaller money, even though you know he has workers that's working the field on shavuos. You're going to give him change to make small coins so he could pay his workers. Maybe you go ahead and giving him for that purpose. We're not afraid. That's mutter to do. Says Mar Fulda, Maki, you're allowed to go ahead and change money to him. Maybe again, there's a chance of using it for other purposes. For using it to buy something, he's going to buy some furniture or things he's using it to buy now. Therefore, that would be permitted to do because it has a tzad heter. However, any of these things that we said in the Mishnah, that's mutter because since it has a tzad heter. But if the guy tells you it's furish, I'm using it dafka. Pay my workers for shvias. I'm using these tools dafka for shvias. I'm buying this thing for my garden for shvias. He's explained to exactly what he's using it for. The iser, then in a kanami kuliyamalo pligi, that would be considered aser to go ahead and say the avera would be aser to do. Didn't the Gemara explain? If you look at Kalim, even if the goyim are buying Kalim, these halakha and mutter, you go ahead, you can't sell them these Kalim. So the Mishnah says, with Gemara explained, oh, yoyna, that's the halakha of the Mishnah, ilu Kalim, she'en umen or shalom oichren, b'shvias, l'hakosha l'shvias. We're talking about Kalim that are not a us to sell on shvias, they're someone who's kosher al shvias. To a person who lemaisa is who's nishda al shvias, you know that he's careful about shvias. You're allowed to sell him any type of tools, even tools that are used for plowing, because we know we don't have to rechayshet. He knows the guy's a yari shemayim. We know that he's not going to use it for that. So what's he taking it for? He's taking it to store. He wants to have him in his thing to be used for it after shvias. Therefore, that's what the case Mishnah said. That's the case we're talking about. In that case, we're not concerned about it in the shvias. In fact, the Gemara stam mau. What's our luck of a person you don't know? You know, it's a person who you know for shvias is usher. A person you know vaday is nizra shvias is mutter. What about a person you don't know? You don't know who he is. He's a stranger. You don't know what his halacha about shvias is. What's the halacha in such a case? That was a suffix. Is it usher or not? Gemara says, "Mam in Tanoda, yisul hetem mutter." Mishnah tells you halacha if you have hetem mutter's mutter, chadam or stam mutter must be included. That if it's for a stam, a person you don't know, it's chayr be mutter. In other words, only the iser is going to be usher. When you give a person a kli, the Mishnah says you give a person a kli that can be used for iser and heter. Since it can be used for both, you like to give it to him. I maybe use it for iser, but you don't know. Could be used for heter, and therefore it's mutter. So to the same svar over here, the Gemara is saying, since you don't know if the guy is nizer or not, if he's nizer or not, you don't know. So therefore, since he's a tzadet, maybe he is nizer. It's a tzad suffik, a tzad heter. Therefore, look, because you can be mekel and say that it would be mutter to do. The Mishnah continues, Yotze Mecha, a person who sells kalim, you're allowed to sell a person up to 5 things for shemen and 10 things for wine. Let's be concerned, maybe go ahead, and maybe when he goes in, he takes them, maybe he'll switch them. Maybe he'll take the 15 things for wine, and he really is going to use it for oil, which is us. We only say, you're only allowed to take 5 for oil and 15. Maybe this guy's lying. He knows that you're not allowed to sell him that. Maybe he wants it for the oil, so he's lying. He's telling you that you have a different amount. Some Rav Yaina, Nikosh Angel, but no, the jugs are very clear. The Nikka, which ones are for oil, which ones are not. He can't lie. He's not going to go ahead. They're shaped differently. Says the Marfulta, and therefore we're not afraid. He's going to go ahead and make a thing. And therefore, we don't have to be kosher for such and like that. And therefore, we're not concerned. Mar says, we're not concerned. Amar Avul, another pshat is Adri, the Elon Kakmi, Idrun, the Elon Kakmoi. The leather of these are very clear, and in other words, that not just the shape of it is different, but he says it different, that the leather you use, the nikarim, it's nikar, it says that marful, the orshal elu nikar, michel kolam mishkar. The ones, the leather, the type of material you use for oil jugs are different than the material you use for wine jugs, and it's a different... It's a different type of thing, made of different materials, distinct different material. And we're not afraid you're going to go and do that because you're going to ruin it. They're very different. If you put it in, it's going to ruin it. And it carries out damage. You see, it's made from something else, and it's going to ruin the jug. So he's not going to go ahead and put the wrong things in the wrong ones. That we don't have to be chashesh for that.